Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, June 26th, the last Monday in June. And we're glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. We appreciate the goodness of God. Hope you enjoyed a good weekend and a good Lord's Day. We had a good day here at the House of God yesterday, both services. We had our men's meeting on Saturday, had a great time together, good food, good fellowship, and a wonderful message as Brother Kuhn preached to us. We certainly got blessed and fed from the Lord's table, and I thank God for it, and did enjoy our time this weekend. Hope you had a great weekend as well. Let me mention a few things by way of prayer request and by way of notice to you that have you praying for us along these lines. Do keep Sister Hall in your prayers. Mrs. Hall's been having some difficult days, last few days, not doing as well as had hoped she would. So if you will, keep her in your prayers as she recovers. And it seems like it's going to be a long recovery. So keep her in your prayers. And then my in-laws both have doctor visits on this Wednesday, both of them with lung situations. My father-in-law had a biopsy on the nodules they found in his lungs back last Tuesday, and they still haven't gotten word from that, but he'll see a doctor on Wednesday for a lung test to see what his breathing capacity is. And then my mother-in-law has got a mass. They found a mass in her lung, her right lung, and she's be seeing the specialist on Wednesday as well and decide what to do about that. So keep that in your prayer, if you will. And then preacher friend of ours, Brother Bob Carrico, an evangelist over in Louisville, Kentucky. Many of you know Brother Carrico. Him and his family sings on our radio station. And Brother Carrico's wife, Miss Lou, is in the hospital there in Louisville and is in very serious condition. Last I knew, still in ICU. I think they took her in on Saturday night. Very, very drastic and dire case. A little bit better yesterday, a little bit better this morning, but certainly not out of the woods. We want to keep her in our prayers. So many things wrong with her, and I can't go into that right now, but we want to keep her in our prayers and the family, Brother Bob and his children and his wife there, especially her in this time. Keep them in your prayers, if you will. And then, of course, we've got our missions conference coming up. We're praying about that next month. Not next month, but 2 months from now. Be here before you know it. We're praying for revival, God, to stir in our midst right here and now. Not wait for that time, but we're looking for God to do some great things here in our midst. We need Him to. And we got some special requests. I've got some unspoken requests that I'm going to be praying about as well. We mentioned about the work on the tower, and apparently they've not started that yet. And then we've been working here at the church, been doing it all day, and I just came in just in time to get this broadcast ready right before time for it to air. And we've been working, and God's protected us in that. We're grateful for that, and we'll be doing that again tomorrow. And so if you will, keep us in prayers that God would protect and bless, and this would turn out to be a real blessing to the church and to the radio station and to God's glory. So if you will, go with us to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love You. Thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy in our life. Lord, You have been so good. We have so much to thank You for. You've been so good. Thank You for saving us by Your grace, for putting us in the family of God, for giving us a desire for godliness and righteousness. Father, I pray You'd fan those desires. Father, I pray You'd point sinners to the cross. Lord, they'd recognize their great need of a Savior, their great need of forgiveness and of mercy and of salvation, and that they'd come to Jesus, and there, that's the only place they'll find that mercy and forgiveness and salvation is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray they'd come to You and be saved before it is eternally too late. Father, I pray You'd stir in the saints, that You'd stir us for revival. Father, I pray that You would bless these that are sick that we mentioned, touch them in their bodies. Mrs. Hall, Brother Hall, would You strengthen them, Lord? My in-laws, would You help them with their lung troubles and meet their needs? My mother, would You continue to help her? Mrs. Carrico, Lord, would You touch her and raise her up, if that be your will. Brother Cecil Newton and the bad accident that he had there, they got him all busted up. Lord, I pray you'd help him. Brother Henderson that broke his leg and ankle last week, Lord, I pray be with him and help him as he battles the cancer and strengthen and meet his needs. Lord, I pray touch Mrs. Holliday's ears and help her, Lord. I pray for Mrs. Bale here in the church, help her with her needs. Brother Shelby and his needs, Miss Sharon and her needs. So many needs, Lord, but I'm glad you're able to touch both physical and spiritual. And then these unspoken requests, Lord, I pray you'd meet these needs and you'd get the glory. Now use the broadcast. Lord, I pray you'd preach through me and use me for your glory and honor. Let the word of God have free course and the good seed fall in good soil, that it bring forth a good harvest for the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in thy name. Amen and amen. Well, I certainly do appreciate you praying with us, and we're going to get ready to look in the scripture now. Today we're looking at Hebrews chapter number 11. That's where we've been for several weeks now. We're there again and going to be zeroing in specifically verse number 20 and looking at Isaac. We looked at Sarah last week, Abraham the week before, and now we're going to look at Isaac and his statement here in the hero, or his part here in the Heroes Hall of Fame. And we're going to be looking at that this week. Now, before we go to the message, I do have a song here that I hope be a blessing to you by our family. I trust this will bless your heart. I'm going to play the song that they sing that we have a lot of requests for, I Just Stopped By On My Way Home. Well, amen. I'm glad I'm on my way home. I'm headed towards glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Headed towards glory. That's my home. And I'm glad I'm able to stop by and make this broadcast. Amen. Preach and try to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody along the way. Well, I've got time for another song. I decided to drop this one in that we don't play very often. And this is our children singing together, one that's entitled, I'm Never Too Old to Pray, or I'll Never Get Too Old to Pray. Hope this will be a blessing to you as well. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 13 through 20. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. I want to look specifically at verse 20 for this week. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. As many of you know, we've already studied part of these verses in weeks gone by. Last week we looked at Abraham for the second time there. And then the week before we looked at the people that are listed in the these, or the they that are recorded there in verse number 13 on down through verse number 16. And so as we looked at these already, we're looking today specifically, and this week specifically, at verse number 20 and dealing with Isaac. But Isaac has been used in that group of they. We saw verse 17, for example. The Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. So you see him mentioned there. Isaac is one of those mentioned in verse 13. These all died in faith. Amen. Isaac is mentioned again in verse number 18, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So we're looking now at Isaac. This is the first time at him specifically, and I guess just individually. But when you look at him, Isaac is related to Abraham in the verses before. He's related now, not the previous generation, he's related now to the next generation, Jacob and Esau. And I want to point out some things by the help of the Lord about this study of Isaac. Now, if you'll notice how this 11th chapter of Hebrews is laid out, we have just completed our second section on Abraham. And the writer of the book of Hebrews now gives us a section of three men, three heroes, one verse each, these next three. Heroes who were all unique in the fact that they were near the end of their life, and yet they were demonstrating faith. Joseph is cited as giving instructions to the Israelites when he was dying. Jacob is recorded as blessing when he was dying. And Isaac is recorded as taking care of the patriarchal blessing before he died. He still, however, had a number of years left, but he thought that he was near death at that time. If you'll study Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 4, you'll see that very fact. Look with me, if you will, there. Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." So you can see very clearly in those verses that Isaac thought that he was near to death. And so he's in the process of going to pass down that patriarchal blessing as he knows that Abraham had received it from God. Abraham had passed it to him. And now he, in turn, is going to pass it on to his sons. Well, in this chapter, we focus here on this hero named Isaac, his consigning of the patriarchal blessing to his two sons. And so I'll call this the consignings of faith. In other words, faith passes some things down. Amen. Faith delivers some things to be kept. Now, the main portion was given to Jacob, while Esau got a much lesser portion. But in consigning these patriarchal blessings to these two sons, Isaac demonstrated faith. That's what Hebrews 11 tells us very clearly. So I want to notice, if I can, 7 points about these consignings of faith. First of all, I want you to notice the proclaiming. The Bible says here in verse 20, "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come." Amen. Now, how could Isaac have faith of the things to come? Well, it's because he believed God. I'm sure that you probably know that Isaac was deceived in this blessing. He thought that he was blessing Esau, when in reality he was blessing Jacob. Amen. He was deceived in that matter, but nevertheless, whoever that he thought he was giving the blessing to, he was pronouncing, he was proclaiming a blessing. He was using the words of a blessing. Amen. Now, these blessings are those that were previously bequeathed to him by his father Abraham. Abraham had given Isaac the promise, the very words of God. Amen. God had first given them to Abraham, and then Abraham gave them to Isaac. Amen. Isaac received it as the heir to Abraham. Well, Isaac believed that the blessing of God was going to continue on, and therefore it was these promises were to be bequeathed to the blessing of his sons. Amen. Now, without this faith in God's word about the seed of Abraham, Isaac would not have bestowed these blessings. In other words, what I'm simply saying is, Abraham believed God. Isaac was led to believe the same thing Abraham believed. And Isaac now is passing this faith on down to his sons. Amen. Now, Isaac was certainly at fault in how that he went about as far as giving out those blessings. He intended to give them to the wrong one. God had said that they ought to go to Jacob, but that does not nullify the fact that Isaac believed the promises of God and did bequeath them as God had told him to do. Amen. He proclaimed these patriarchal blessings to both of his sons, but he did it to Jacob primarily. So we see the pronouncing or the proclaiming of the blessing, the proclaiming of faith. Now, I want you to notice the power that is involved here. The Bible says, "By faith, Isaac blessed. Now, don't you notice that? Blessed. These promises were a blessing. Can I tell you that faith is a blessing? Amen. And faith causes us to bless others. Amen. The main reason why Isaac could bless Jacob and Esau was because he had faith, because he had a God, and he believed in that God. Amen. If he had not had faith in the Word of God himself, then he would not and could not have blessed his sons. Listen, I know we just celebrated Father's Day a little while back. I want to say to you, dads, the best thing you can pass down to your sons is a belief in God. The best thing you can pass down to your daughters, the best thing you can give to your children is a belief in God. Listen, it's not good enough just to send them to the house of God on the Lord's Day. You ought to be sitting in church with them on the Lord's Day. Amen. They ought to see you worship. They ought to see you go to the altar and pray. They ought to see you get happy every now and then, rejoicing in the good things of God. Amen. The greatest thing you can give to your children is faith. And that's the most powerful thing. Amen. Well, I want to talk about this fact that Isaac had that power. This essential qualification for being a blessing to others is to believe God and to believe God's word. Amen. Most people believe that money is the biggest key to blessings. I mean, if you can leave somebody money, oh, they think you've really done them a favor. And perhaps you have. You leave some organization some money, maybe you've really done them a favor. Perhaps you have. But can I tell you, that's not the biggest blessing that you can leave. Oh, no. If all you've got is to leave them money, that money will one day be gone. And it could very well be that that money is a curse rather than a blessing. I'm sure you've heard, if not known, of people that inherited quite a sum of money that they didn't work for and they didn't know the value of. And therefore, when it's all said and done, that money and that inheritance destroyed them, wrecked their life, totally ruined them. Why? Because of their inability to handle that money and that prosperity that came their way. Amen. Money might be a curse instead of a blessing. But can I tell you, if you leave them faith, in no way that faith can turn into a curse. Oh, no. It'll be a blessing all the way through. If you can leave them the promise of the blessings of God, amen. If you can leave them faith in the Word of God that they can believe that the Bible is true and God is true, amen. You've left them a great thing. You may think that you have a very small ability to bless others in this life. You may think as a parent that you can't leave much of a blessing to your children when you die. But if you have faith, you can bless others and your home greatly. Amen. In fact, the person that has faith can bless better than the one that has fame or the one that has fortune or some other human endowments that they can leave to bless others with. Amen. I'm telling you, if you can leave them faith, if you can leave them knowing not only that you believed God, but that they can too, and that the same God that saved them and the same God that delivered you and the same God that saved you can do the same for them. Amen. Faith. When you're writing down all of your assets, faith might not look like much. But I'm telling you, it may leave a bigger impact on those around you than anything else in your will that the lawyer can read or draw up for you. Amen. Nothing empowers you like faith does to be a blessing. Amen. Well, I've run out of time. We're going to have to stop right there. Appreciate you tuning in today. Tune in this same time tomorrow, and may God bless you is our prayer.